You are listening to a Fox Sports Radio New Jersey special. Jack Thomas and Michael Cohen are picking all the NFL games here on opening week. Let's take a listen in as Mike and Jack have the lowdown and all the analysis you need to get ready for your football weekend. And welcome aboard, everybody. It is the NFL season. And we
thank
got
God for that.
Thank God for that. And we got some... We're kind of interrupting your regular scheduling programming for this message, but you know what? Why not? Because football,
it's important.
It's important. Football's back, and Jack and I have your picks.
And I hope, some of us make money off of them.
You never know. This is the place to go if you want to get all your get your betting lines situated.
So really what we're saying is, who's going to be the better procrastinator?
Exactly.
No, not procrastinator.
Prognosticator.
Prognosticator.
Yes.
Will it be Sir Michael or will it be Sir Jack?
Now that should be a bet, right? You can take to Atlantic City.
Week 18 will tell you who did better.
Well, no one way or the other.
But hey, last night's game, wasn't it fabulous?
Fantastic game.
Great way to kick off the NFL season. I am so happy that it's back. And tonight, we're live. They're going to be in Brazil.
They're going to be in Brazil, the Eagles and the Packers. Is Joel going down there to Brazil to see his Eagles? I don't know.
I don't know if Beasley could afford that
one. I don't know.
I know he's going to be glued to that set. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Saturday will be college football day.
Yep. We got Rutgers against Akron. Yes,
at home at SHI Stadium. I'll be out there live and everything. But let's talk Sunday.
Sunday. Yes.
First off, let's talk what we're going to be eating. You got to order the snacks, and then you'll have all those pregame shows with all the experts telling you what it is. Just listen here every Friday at 4 o'clock, and we're going to tell you what it is, what to bet the house on. But please do not hold it against me if you lose.
With all this talk of food and sitting down eating food, we're going to have Jillian Michaels come here and do the exercise routine and getting everyone
there
back in shape afterwards.
All right. Well, let's talk the early games on Sunday.
Sure.
You got – all right, ready? Back and forth.
Sure thing.
Buffalo, Arizona, 1 o'clock.
I love Buffalo in this game. And a lot of people are down on Buffalo because of the players they lost.
Why?
Like Stephon Diggs is gone. But I like Buffalo. Arizona is trying to figure things out.
They're
trying to rebuild.
Yeah. I mean, again, like I'm going to say a lot about my picks this week, it's week one.
Yeah.
So anything can happen. But yeah, I'm going to side on Buffalo.
Buffalo.
All right. So we're both in agreement on one. All right. New Orleans and Carolina.
Who was that?
New Orleans and Carolina.
Ooh, this is an ugly game. It's going to be an ugly game. It's going to be ugly. This is our ugly game of the week. Carolina, New Orleans. I will take New Orleans. I mean, you got a little bit more experience there with Derek Carr there. Carolina's kind of a mess in my mind, but
they've been a mess for a few years.
It's going to continue.
So right, just give me the quick on New Orleans and Carolina. What do you got?
Okay, New Orleans and Carolina.
Yeah.
Right now, Saints are -4. They're -4 going into that game at New Orleans, by the way.
Well, just because of that, I'm going to go with Carolina.
Ooh, okay.
Because of the points.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a difference there. All right.
All right, Indianapolis and Houston.
Indianapolis and the Houston Texans. I got to take the Texans. A lot of hype around Mr. C.J. Stroud. I like the Texans on the road. They got their 3 points there on the road. It's not bad. I'll take it.
Yeah, that's a field goal.
That
game can go either which way in my mind. So, yeah, I'll go with Houston also.
All right.
So far we got one difference. All right. Miami and Jacksonville.
This is the Battle of Florida, folks. We got Jacksonville. This one's tough to call because I could go either way with this. I really could. I got a funny feeling Jacksonville's out for revenge this year. I don't know why. So I'm going to take, despite logic, would it be to go with the Dolphins? But I'm going to take Jacksonville.
You're
going to
go with Mr. Lawrence.
I'm going to go with Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
Huh? See, I have Trevor in one of my leagues. Also, yeah, I'm going with.
That'd be a good move right there.
All right. This one should be interesting. New England versus Cincinnati. The kid is the quarterback in New England.
There's
the experience in Cincinnati.
I heard they're going to go with Brissett instead with New England. Yes.
Really?
Yes. It's going to be Jacoby Brissett. Mm. It'll be interesting for about 5 minutes. Cincinnati all over the all day.
Yeah.
Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's a close game, I'm going to be really. Well, it will be close for the first, 2 seconds of the game. And it'll probably
it'll be a college score.
In fact, hold on. I'm going to predict something. Ready?
Oh, here we go.
At the end of the first minute, it will still be 0-0.
Unless there's a kick return for a touchdown.
Yeah. Atlanta versus Pittsburgh. Ooh.
Oh, man. Yeah. A lot of people are hyping Atlanta, man. I don't see it. I just don't see it.
I still think the steel curtain is still the steel curtain, and they're really, really good. But yeah, Atlanta, you know, they did a lot of off-season moves and everything.
They got Kirk Cousins now. Yeah. I mean, Steelers also did their share moves with Russell Wilson now there.
All right, so let's even do that. Let's talk a little bit about the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You have two veterans who were acquired during the offseason.
Right.
You have Kirk Cousins, who was for years with Minnesota, but he's been in the league many, many years. You got Russell Wilson that...
One of the championships in Seattle, yeah.
Yeah, Seattle. Then he bounced to Denver, and then my heart says Pittsburgh.
I'm going Pittsburgh. It's going to be close. It's going to be a field goal game.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Tennessee and Chicago, the last of the early games.
This is the kind of game that if you're the Bears, if you lose, you don't want to, you're going to get more news than the White Sox in Chicago. So I'm going to take the Bears. You're going to get more headlines than the White Sox right now.
Wow.
Yes, bad headlines, that is.
So what you're really saying is it's not a good year in Chicagoland.
Unless you're the Cubs.
Cubs are doing well, yeah. But that's a different sport, by the way. This is football we're talking.
But, yeah.
So is it going to be the Bears or the Titans? I'm going to go Bears
in a very close game, low scoring game.
I like it. I'll go that way. All right, then we go to the afternoon games. Big time games there. You got Denver versus Seattle.
Seattle. You know what Seattle's going to be doing, Jack? Before we get into the pick in this game, they're going to be wearing their old 90s uniforms. You know, the light blue uniforms,
okay.
Silver helmets.
All right, I'm okay with that. I thought you were going to tell me they were going to wear those putrid green ones.
No. These are the classic uniforms from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
So they're trying to renovate themselves.
Trying to go back to being
where
who,
they were.
Or should be, yes.
Should be.
Yes.
All right. Now, usually, this is against my usual thing. Uh-oh. I'm going with Denver, though. Sorry, Seattle.
I'm taking legendary former Jets quarterback. Only kidding, folks. Geno Smith. Legend in his own mind. Geno Smith and the Seahawks. I'm going to take them against Bo Nix and the Broncos.
All right. The next game is...
What am I doing?
Las Vegas versus LA Chargers.
It's Antonio Pierce over there in Las Vegas with the Raiders. Remember, he was the interim head coach at the end of the year last year, and he's going into LA without a quarterback, unless you think Gardner Minshew is going to be the guy, and up against Jim Harbaugh in the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, and Jim, of course, has a lot to prove for himself. You know, was he a good college coach or is he a good coach overall?
Well, he did it in San Francisco, and I think he'll eventually do it again in L.A., just not right now. But they'll win this game, Chargers. Right,
well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going with L.A. just because Las Vegas just, you know what? Luck is not the lady tonight for them.
No.
All righty.
No.
All right. This is the game, the end-all game. I don't even have to discuss it. I'm putting it down.
Uh-oh.
Dallas versus Cleveland. We got my man Dak Prescott. He has a lot to prove because it's contract year. We got my man CD, who just re-signed his contract. Not quite sure if he's going to be really effective or in the game a lot because he just signed this week. So there's rumors he's going to be held out. But the rest of the team, I don't have a running back. I mean, I'll be honest. You know I'm a Cowboy fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not putting stock in my running back team because, again, look who I got.
All right, all the cowgirl ladies, I'm sorry. You know, you were about to come in here and celebrate, you know, with your pom-poms. Leave. You just bashed your team. There you go.
So, no, and I'm a Cowboy fan. I mean, I'm still going to go with the boys to beat Cleveland, but I'm not sold on running.
I'm taking the Browns in this game. Now,
because
I say
the point spread is very low.
It's low, but
it's 2.5.
Cleveland's defense is very good.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have Myles Garrett in Prescott's kitchen all day.
Oh.
So that's going to be a problem. It's a field goal game.
And like you got that dog pound.
You got the dog pound, but, you know, they get excited over there in the dog pound until the fourth quarter when they realize the game is over. That's usually what happens in Cleveland. But the thing with Cleveland bugs me this year is, you know, is Deshaun Watson going to be healthy? Is he going to be their quarterback all year? Because last year they had five different quarterbacks. So we'll see how that plays out.
Remember, he did have that suspension at the beginning
of
the year.
That too.
You know, and he did have the injury with his shoulder.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, Deshaun has just never really proven himself to be the quarterback.
Not the way he was early in his career. No,
you know,
not
plain and simple, I don't know why they ever got rid of Mayfield.
Well, he was doing good things in Tampa Bay. Well, we'll be doing Tampa Bay in a minute, but I'm taking the Browns over the Cowgirls. Cowboys.
Hey, Cowboys.
Cowboys.
That's why, you know, show respect to the Super Bowl champs of this year, the Dallas Cowboys.
Folks, did you hear that? We're gonna replay that. Say that again.
The 2024-25 Super Bowl champs will be, right now I'm saying it, the Dallas Cowboys.
How about that, Cowboys?
Yeah! Let's
Washington, and speaking of Baker Mayfield, you got Washington against Tampa Bay. It's an interesting game. It's the first game for Dan Quinn as the head coach in Washington. They got a rookie quarterback there. It's a tough spot against a good defensive team led by Todd Bowles. You got Baker Mayfield coming off of a good year. I like Tampa Bay in that game.
That's who I went with, even though, you know, Dan Quinn's my man.
Yes. Morristown guy.
He made the Cowboys what they were. It was a shame when he went over. But you know what? If anyone deserves to be a head coach, it's Dan Quinn. He did fabulous things in Atlanta. He did fabulous things in Dallas. I expect him to do fabulous things in Washington. But then we have to get them out of our division somehow.
Yeah. We forgot one of the 1 o'clock games. We left one out.
What?
We did. Sure. It was the Giants and the Vikings.
Huh?
Yes.
How did I forget that?
We did. The forgotten New York Giants. I know you Giant fans are out there wondering, what about our game? You know, wasn't there a game for us at the Meadowlands?
Okay, I just want you to know.
Yes.
It was cut off. It's not listed here.
It's because I guess website you got that from doesn't think that game exists.
Well, I guess they have the same opinion of the Giants as many do.
I guess so. 100.
Who is it? Giants versus who?
The Minnesota Vikings. Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings, by the way.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones against Sam Darnold. That's good. That makes me want to watch Carolina and New Orleans instead. But anyway.
Wow.
The
opinions expressed on this prediction show are just ours and not of all of the people in the station. Please do not hold our predictions against the station.
Mm-hmm. But to get back on this prediction, I mean, this is a game.
Minnesota.
You're going to go Minnesota. How come? You just like that? You just got that feeling?
Yeah.
You
just got that feeling. The Giants' luck is not going to be. Why you going Giants?
I'm
going
to go with Big Blue.
Wow,
Big Blue! It's the 100. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary.
Good. Gonna
have a lot of fans in the building. Opening day. Haven't had a 1 o'clock opening day game for the Giants in a while.
Okay.
I like the G-men.
All right. Well,
there
again, Monday we're going to look at this and say, yeah, we were off. All right. All right. The last of the. Oh, this is the Sunday night game.
Uh-oh.
Detroit versus L.A. Hey, that sounds like a playoff game of last year.
It does. It was a good one.
Yeah, so can we do it again?
I think we could, and I think the Lions are going to win again. I like the Lions in that game. I do like the Rams overall. I think they're, you know,
Stafford,
very good.
Right.
This will be fun because this will be the second game he goes into in the last few months in Detroit where he's going to get booed. I remember he got really upset last year.
Think about it. Yeah. You know, he was a Detroit Lion for years.
Yeah.
He gets transferred and over to L.A., and then he had to play them in the playoffs, and he loses. You know? That was the team of swapping quarterbacks, as I called it. All right, so I'm going to go to L.A. because I like Stafford. He's a good quarterback, and I think he can lead them down the field. And then we're going to finalize week one with, I'd say the biggest game. There are so many lines on this game. We're going to start off the first line. How long does Aaron Rodgers last? I hope the whole game.
It'll be the home game.
All right. We're talking about it. The Jets versus San Francisco. And it's going to be live from San Francisco, no less.
Yeah.
Your Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Your Jets.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Are going into San Francisco. Nothing?
This is going to be rough. How should I say this very nicely? The Jets, look, a lot of people are hyping the Jets up this year. I understand why. Healthy Aaron Rodgers. Will he get back to the form he was not just 2 years ago? How about 3 years ago when he was actually fully healthy?
Your running backs are much better.
Breece Hall's fantastic. Garrett Wilson's is excellent. You got Mike Williams there at wide receiver. The defense looks really good. They still don't have Hassan Reddick, who's likely going to hold out and continue his hold out for God knows how long that's going to continue, maybe all season. And then you're going up against the 49ers, who are the defending NFC champions. They just got back Brandon Ayuk. They just got back Trent Williams. They got Christian McCaffrey, who's healthy after being banged up earlier in training camp.
And they got Brock Purdy.
Who I'm not in love with. I'm not a big Purdy guy, but this is going to be tight. It's going to be a close game.
Really?
Garrison Hurst is going to... No, Garrison Hurst, I'm having nightmares to 1998 when these two teams met in week one.
Let me say this again.
Back
really?
Then.
Close?
It'll be close.
Close what?
Until the fourth quarter.
Okay.
I like the 49ers 27-17 over the Jets.
Ooh, he even gave a score 27-17 San Francisco. Wow.
Mr. Myatt, what's your pick?
On that game?
Yes.
Oh, San Francisco without a doubt.
I just want to make sure.
Without a doubt, no. I mean, again, my main thing is I want to see Aaron Rodgers stay healthy. He deserves it. I want to see the Jets, personally, I would like to see the Jets do well. This team deserves to be something and everything. Wow. So this is all week one picks.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say about that. Mike, Monday morning you and I will review this internally here and see how we did. I marked down who I went for.
Uh-oh.
and everything, and then we'll see, and we can laugh. But again, this is going to be a new feature on Fox Sports New Jersey every Friday at 4 p.m., so you'll hear our picks, and then you can do everything opposite if you want when you make your picks.
And also, you can go to foxsportsradionewjersey.com.
That's right.
And sign up for the, tell them about the picks page, right?
It's real easy. We're going to be having a fantasy football league on Fox Sports New Jersey. You can sign up. And hey, there's a chance, I say a chance, where you could win $50,000 if you pick all of them correct for the whole season. I know that sounds impossible. So I'm trying to get a person to come in to give us weekly prizes also.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we're going to be actually having our VIP section, which are going to be all the employees from the station and everything. We're going to see how we do. I can tell you in the past, Mike, you do really well with your picks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have now CJ's. I want to see how he does. But I want you people, you listeners, to get involved. So always go to Fox Sports New Jersey Radio. Hey, because we are the home of the Somerset Patriots. We are the home of the New York Rangers, the New York Knicks, Rutgers football, and Rutgers basketball men and women. We are Jersey's sports station.
That's right.
You know, nothing against those New York stations, but we are right here in New Jersey. If it's Jersey sports, you're going to hear. And then I'm going to give a little plug from a man over here. Every Saturday morning at 8:30 to 9 o'clock, Fox Sports on the Road with Michael Cohen.
Yep.
He interviews people. He interviewed, let me give him credit when credit's due. He interviewed members of Team USA Olympics, okay? He interviews business people. He interviews sports figures galore. It's a great show, so tune in right then.
We even got a Hollywood person earlier this year, too. We went Hollywood a little bit, too,
with Steve.
Steve Schrippel, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, this is Fox Sports New Jersey, 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, with your Friday picks.
On now, Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Jersey Shore.
And now back to regularly scheduled programs.